Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And it's our travel unit.
Yay.
As we begin the month of October here. And, of course, a lot of you have returned to school. School, of course, started several weeks ago. But who knows, you might have a little bit of free time to travel around Taiwan. And, of course, something to do in Taiwan as the weather starts to get a little colder is to soak in a hot spring. Maybe it's still too warm for that, but still, it can be good for your body. And you may not know this, but Taiwan is a hot spring paradise. It's one of the best places in the world for natural hot springs and cold springs and mud springs. So you better take advantage of it while you can.
Yeah, if you're living in a place that has a lot of earthquakes, you're probably also going to have a lot of wonderful hot springs that you can enjoy. So you get some good with the bad. Earthquakes are kind of scary, but it does provide us with these hot springs. I was telling Tom, I'm not a big fan of hot springs. I don't like to be very hot, and they are hot.
Not even in the winter?
No, not even. I like the winter here. I think it's perfect. It's not very cold for me. But, yeah, the sulfur, we're going to talk about, you know, how there are different types of hot springs. There's the sulfur-based, which smells like rotten eggs. Those are pretty close to us because they're in Beito. But, yeah, they're very popular. I think as I get older, maybe if my body is sore and I you know, want to feel a little better, I could go off to some hot springs. Or I know some hotels have the hot spring water that comes into your bathroom in your hotel. I think I'd like that. Anyway, we're going to talk about some beautiful natural springs here in the wonderful country of Taiwan. We're going to start first, as we always do, by reading through the article.
Taiwan is one of the world's best destinations for natural springs, including hot springs, cold springs, mud springs, and seabed hot springs. Since Taiwan is located in a volcanic area, heat from below Earth's surface has created over 100 natural hot springs across the island. Here are some popular natural springs in Taiwan that you won't want to miss. The sulfur-based Beito Hot Spring, north of Taipei City, is one of the top natural spring attractions in northern Taiwan. Beito includes hot spring baths, resorts, the steaming thermal valley, and the Beito Hot Spring Museum. In 2011, the Michelin Green Guide even awarded Beito 3 stars for best tourist site. Zhao'er Hot Spring, located on Green Island, is one of the best-known seabed hot springs in the world. This clear saltwater hot spring is heated by volcanic lava. Visitors can soak in open-air pools in the early morning to enjoy the sunrise or at night to gaze at the stars. Guanzeling Hot Spring, east of Tainan City, is located 270 meters above sea level in mud rock formations. This rare mud spring is said to improve the beauty and health of bathers' skin and restore energy. Guanzeling also includes the Fire and Water Hot Spring, in which fire burns out of the water due to a natural gas deposit. Hot spring fans always get excited when October rolls around, as that means it's time for Taipei's annual hot spring season. During this period, the city celebrates the island's famous springs with a parade, delicious traditional snacks, and even a raffle with a cash prize. This event is sure to encourage you to plan a trip to a relaxing hot spring.
Guys, we're going to be talking about Taiwan's beautiful natural springs. You know, I love to go on vacation in the fall if possible because the weather is a little cooler. In Taiwan, it's perfect because it doesn't rain so much. October can be a little warm still for me, but we're getting to the cooler part of the year, which I'm grateful for. Taiwan is really famous for its natural springs. And again, it's because we have all of those earthquakes and we're on, what do you call it, the Pacific Ring of Fire. It gives us this warm water that bubbles up above ground. So a lot of people go to these natural springs because it helps make their bodies feel better, maybe sore muscles or these mud baths we're going to talk about is something I haven't tried before, but I might like to go there.
Absolutely. So Taiwan is one of the world's best destinations for natural springs. That's kind of a term that includes everything. I often use the word hot springs because most natural springs are hot springs. But of course, there are a variety of types of natural springs, including hot springs, cold springs, like the one in, I think it's Suao, and then are there mud springs, which I don't know much about, but I guess there are some mud springs down in Tainan. And we've also got seabed hot springs, okay? If you're a scuba diver, maybe that would be of interest to you. I think there's some hot springs near, what that island off of the coast of Ilan, Guishandao, I think, in the ocean there. There are some seabed hot springs. Seabed, of course, is the bottom of the ocean. So, of course, you've got all sorts of springs, natural springs, in Taiwan.
Nice. So if you're talking about a destination, you'll often see this word at the airport. That's where you're going to go, the place that you're traveling to or being sent. So our destination is a natural spring. We've got hot springs, cold springs, mud springs, and as Tom said, seabed hot springs, which I had never heard about before. So that's kind of cool. Since Taiwan is located in a volcanic area, I talked about the fact that we're on the Pacific Ring of Fire, which affects Japan as well. They've got lots of hot springs. Of course, ours are best, you know, because we're in Taiwan.
Sure.
Volcanic is the adjective form of the verb or the noun volcano. Volcano looks like a mountain with a little hole in the top where very hot rocks called lava can spurt out. And it actually, we've got a couple of active volcanoes right now in the world. In Hawaii, they're dealing with an active volcano where the lava is coming out and creating more rock around the volcano and actually covering up some homes. So volcanoes can be scary once they decide to just sort of erupt is the verb we use, to erupt. So we've got heat from below the Earth's surface, and that's created over 100 natural hot springs across the island. I have a friend, a client, who always goes with her family to Jiaoxi. Is it Jiaoxi?
Yep.
Yeah, Jiaoxi, because they have hot springs there, and her family just loves that. That's a New Year treat for their family.
It's a popular destination, and it's less than an hour drive from Taipei.
Close.
And they've got lots of hotels and restaurants there, so it's a great place to head to, especially if you live in the Taipei area. But, of course, there are hot springs in other places in the north and center and south, which we'll talk about. But, again, we've got these hot springs in Taiwan because Taiwan is a volcanic area. And we've got hundreds of them across the island as a result. Now, here are some popular here are some popular natural springs in Taiwan that you won't want to miss. Now, let's go to Beitou here. Beitou, of course, is in the north here. It's actually a district in Taipei City. The sulfur-based Beitou Hot Spring, north of Taipei City, is one of the top natural spring attractions in northern Taiwan. So we're saying this is a hot spring in Beitou, and it's sulfur-based, okay? If you've ever been to Beitou and soaked in a hot spring there, or even if you've just been to Beitou, you will oftentimes smell sulfur in the air. There's a road that goes out of Beitou towards Yamingshan, and there's this area with open pits where steam is rising up that smells very much like sulfur there. I think is that Huangliao in Chinese or something like that?
Huang.
I always mix them around. I can't get that straight. But in any case, they're based on sulfur, so I guess that chemical will do special things to your skin or to your body if you soak in a hot spring that is based on sulfur.
So, yeah, sulfur is that awful smell that I describe as being kind of like rotten eggs. But it does provide some beautiful hot springs in the Beitou area. It's one of the top natural spring attractions in northern Taiwan. There are lots of attractions in Taiwan, I think. Probably one of the number one attractions is Taipei 101. Of course, all the night markets in Taiwan are wonderful to go to, especially for foreigners because they're so different to what we're used to. A resort, it's a hotel hotel, but it usually has more activities than just a building where you spend the night and maybe have dinner or breakfast there. Maybe there's a restaurant inside. A resort usually includes some activities, maybe a tennis court, a golf course. These hot springs would be part of a resort. So resorts are a place you can go on vacation. You really don't have to leave the resort. You can just stay there overnight, but they also have other activities, maybe yoga classes, things like that. Now, if you're talking about anything that says thermal in it is a word that means heat or related to heat. So steaming thermal valley, it sounds like they've got lots of hot springs there. And, of course, the museum that you could go to and learn more about the hot springs here in Taiwan.
Right. When I think of thermal, of course, I think of thermal underwear, which you might wear if you're hiking in the mountains where there's lots of snow and stuff like that. Thermal can also be simply short for geothermal, which is what, hot springs are all about. We also have geothermal energy and things like that. So there are lots of things up there in Beitou. Hot spring baths, resorts, and the thermal valley there, of course. I think they used to let you cook eggs in that valley, but there were too many injuries or something like that, so they closed it off. You can go take a look there, but you can't cook your eggs there. Gee, I can't remember the last time I heard about people taking eggs in there and cooking them in the water. That is no longer permitted. And, of course, the museum might be an interesting place to check out, too. Now, in 2011, the Michelin Green Guide even awarded Beitou 3 stars for best tourist site. That's quite an honor. I'm not familiar with the Michelin Green Guide. I guess Michelin has one for restaurants.
It's red.
And the Green Guide is, I guess, for tourist destinations.
Maybe hotels. I'm not sure.
It could be, but they gave Beitou 3 stars. That sounds pretty good for the best tourist site. And tourist here can be a noun, but here it's being used as an adjective to describe something that has to do with tourism. Places people go to have fun when they're on vacation. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天的主题是要用来介绍台湾的温泉。首先来看到在第一段的第二个句子写着 Since Taiwan is located in a volcanic area, heat from below Earth's surface has created over 100 natural hot springs across the island. 首先我们来看到这一个单字 volcanic。指的呢就是火山的，我们常常听到的火山爆发，英文就称之为 volcanic eruption。火山爆发会产生的火山灰，英文就叫做 volcanic ash。而在这个呢，台湾就位于这所谓的火山带，所以地表之下的热气 heat 就创造出100多处的天然温泉。在英文里面，温泉就称之为 hot spring。首先要第一个介绍的呢，是在第二段以硫磺为主的北投温泉。第二段的第一个句子写着 The sulfur-based Beitou Hot Spring north of Taipei City is one of the top natural spring attractions in northern Taiwan. 在这里呢 sulfur 指的就是硫磺。而这个是以硫磺为主的北投温泉，它就位于台北市的北部，后面提到呢是最受欢迎的温泉圣地之一。 Attraction 当作名词解释成为有吸引力的事物，常常我们讲到呢观光景点就可以说 tourist attraction。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. Thank you for that very clear explanation there, dear Chinese teacher. So, of course, we're talking about different hot spring resorts here in Taiwan. We just got done with talking about the Beitou Hot Spring, which is sulfur-based. Now let's go to one of the outer islands here. Let's go to Green Island. Jiao'er Hot Spring, located on Green Island, is one of the best-known seabed hot springs in the world. There you go, a seabed hot spring. That's an example of that. You got to go to Green Island for that. And this one's called Zhao Er Hot Spring, which is on Green Island.
Nice.
And again, it's a seabed hot spring. This clear saltwater hot spring is located by...is heated、mm-hmm. by volcanic lava.
Wow.
So the water in this hot spring is not fresh water, it's salt water.、Mm. So I guess that means it comes from the seabed and it's heated by lava. Lava, of course, is the liquid that comes out of a volcano when it's、really hot. It's molten rock, basically. It's so hot that the rock has become a liquid. And later, when it cools, it turns to this kind of black substance and forms islands.Like the Hawaiian Islands and stuff、
yeah.
like that. So the lava actually causes this salt water to be hot.
This is actually、sounding like something we use normally. A lot of people with sore feet and legs will often soak them in Epsom salt,、which is something that we buy, you know, at a drugstore or a grocery store in America. So it makes sense that that seawater would be really good because it has the salt in it and it's warm. If you soak in something, usually you're thoroughly wet. You put yourself into water, so you're all in that water. You're immersed in it. You could say immersed in liquid.A lot of times before I wash my dishes, I'll soak them in hot water so that it's easier to clean them. Or maybe you have a sponge that you use to wash your dishes that will soak up water inside of it. So you can soak in these open air pools in the early morning to enjoy the sunrise. Oh, that sounds nice. Or at night to gaze at the stars. Two different times of the day would be...really quite lovely. If you gaze at something, we use this verb to talk about looking for a long time at something. And usually you're gazing at something because it's beautiful. Maybe you're gazing at some handsome guy in class and you're not paying attention to the teacher. That's not good. But you can also gaze at beautiful attractions in different places you go to see as a tourist.
Sure. So if you're lucky there and you have space in that hot spring pool,、uh-huh. you can check out the stars at night. Maybe you can see the galaxy or shooting stars and stuff like that. So, okay, that takes care of Zhao Er Hot Spring on Green、
yes.
Island. Now let's go to Tainan, or at、
oh.
least east of Tainan.、Mm. Guanzeling Hot Spring east of Tainan City is located 270 meters above sea level in mud rock formations. Now, technically speaking, Tainan City encompasses what used to be Tainan County. So technically, if you say east of Tainan City, well, then you'd be someplace else. You'd be outside of Tainan County or Tainan City.、
Mm-hmm.
But I think what they mean here, east of the metropolis of Tainan City and in what used to be the county of Tainan.、this is Guanzeling, and it's、kind of high there, 270 meters above sea level, but it's got these mud rock formations. Maybe you've driven through there.The land looks kind of interesting there. It reminds me of the Badlands in South Dakota, if you are familiar with that. But、these are different kinds of rock formations.、
Mm-hmm.
When rock、has different kinds of shapes and things like that, we call them rock formations. Like in Utah, for example, there are sandstone rock formations, and there might be、igneous rock formations or metamorphic rock formations in different parts of the world.
Yeah.That look pretty beautiful. So this rare mud spring is said to improve the beauty and health of bathers' skin and restore energy. A lot of the ladies out there probably know that you can buy mud masks, a little bit of mud in a pot that you can buy, and you put it on your face. You look a little scary for a while, but it really is said to help purify your skin and make it softer and smoother. I've used them. You look crazy in them.But they do work. So this could be a natural mud, a mud mask that you could use if you go there. I might try this. This sounds fun. If you're trying to restore something, you're bringing it back. Perhaps it's gone for a while. And if you're really tired at the end of the day, you have no energy, or maybe you feel low energy. And if you want to restore your energy, you could go to the gym maybe and work out. That helps. Or maybe have a cup of coffee, but not too late at night, or you'll never get to sleep. So this rare mud spring is a place where you could go to really improve your skin and restore energy.
We've got some old Japanese houses in the neighborhood here where our studio is, and they've been restored. They've kind of fixed them up again,
they
look really nice. Although, to me, they look like totally new structures. They don't look like they're anything of the old.
They're too nice.
they're too nice, as if the old ones are totally gone, but that's my own opinion. But to restore, yes, means to bring something back to its original condition. And Guanzeling also includes the fire and water hot spring,In which, in that fire and water hot spring, fire burns out of the water due to a natural gas deposit or because of a natural gas deposit there. So you've got fire burning there, and there's natural gas there underground. Of course, gas is something that burns, but it's like air, you know, it's not liquid or solid, and it's on fire, I guess. And the natural gas is there. It's a deposit. There's a certain amount of that natural gas.Underground there.
Yeah, we'll use this word deposit typically when we go to the bank, right? You want to take your money that you've earned and deposit it into the bank, or you could go and say at the bank, I want to look at my savings account, the deposits I've put in there. But we often use it also for natural things like salt deposit. It's an area of a lot of salt that's been accumulated together. Or maybe there's a coal deposit, lots of coal in the ground that you could dig into and mine. So we're going to move on to the last paragraph here. It says, hot spring fans always get excited when October rolls around, as that means it's time for Taipei's annual hot spring season. Yeah, I wouldn't go in the summer. I think that would be like...Double heat stroke, you know, because it's already hot in this country.
Right.
But in the fall and winter, that would be a good time to go. Especially the fall's not too cold. I know people get afraid of the cold weather here. But in the fall, it's just about perfect. We use this phrase to roll around when we're talking about time. You know, October rolls around or, you know, by the time the weekend rolls around, I'm ready to go play and take some time off from work. So when October rolls around, that means it's time for the annual hot spring season here in Taipei.
Yep, when October comes, when it arrives, when it rolls around, we've got this annual hot spring season, some kind of a celebration that takes place every year.
Cool.
That's what annual is. You might have an annual year-end party in your company. It takes place annually every year. And I'd never heard of this before, but are parades here, it says, later on. It says, during this period or during this time in October, the city of Taipei celebrates the island's famous springs,with a parade, which means people go down the street. You've got marching bands. You've got floats. You've got colorful cars and things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe a parade queen or something is on a really nice car, waving to the crowd and stuff like that. Maybe some military bands will be there as well. So you can see that parade. You can also taste some delicious traditional snacks, snacks maybe associated with hot springs, and even a raffle.With a cash prize. A raffle means basically what happens is you fill out a ticket or something.
You buy a ticket.
You buy a ticket. You fill in your information and they put it in some kind of big box and mix it up and they pull out the winner. And there are probably several different prizes, but this is a cash prize, which means you're going to win some money if they draw your card.
Nice. I know some grocery stores have raffles that you can enter. You just write your name, phone number on a little ticket, put it in a box. I never win. I would like to win. But raffles are often used to raise money. Maybe the Boy Scouts have a raffle or the Girl Scouts. Sometimes you'll see that. This sounds fun. They have a raffle with a cash prize. Who doesn't want cash? This event is sure to encourage you to plan a trip to a relaxing hot spring. I'm going to look around for this. I've never seen the parade or heard of the hot spring season where they celebrate. So keep your eyes peeled. Look for it. See if you can participate a little bit more this fall in the annual hot spring season and parade. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第三段的第一个句子 Jewelry Hot Spring located on Green Island, is one of the best known seabed hot springs in the world. 第二个要介绍的是位于绿岛的朝日温泉，它是最有名的海底温泉之一。在这里呢 ,one of the best known, 也就是最有名之一 ,seabed hot spring, 也就是海底温泉咯。它有什么特色呢？我们可以看到这一段的最后一句提到 Visitors can soak in open-air pools in the early morning to enjoy the sunrise or at night to gaze at the stars. 首先我们来看到 soak 这个字是有浸泡或者是泡澡的意思。我们说某人啊淋得全身湿哒哒，我们就可以说 You're soaking wet. 所以呢游客可以在这里在清晨的时候呢 soak in open air pools, 在这个露天的泳池当中享受泡澡看日出，然后到晚上的时候可以 gaze at the stars. Gaze 也就是有凝视的意思，后面可以加的介系词有 at,on 或者是 upon 都可以。第三个要介绍的呢是关子岭温泉。我们来看一下第四段的第二个句子。This rare mud spring is said to improve the beauty and health of bather skin and restore energy. 在这里要注意一下这个动词 be 动词 be said to 再加上原形动词就解释成为据说怎么样。所以关子岭温泉的特色就是有一些 rare mud spring, 罕见的泥浆泉，据说啊是可以改善这个泡澡人的，可以让他养颜美容，还增进肌肤的健康，使人恢复精力。我们来看一下 restore 这个动词， restore 有恢复复原的意思。Restore 这个动词还有另外一个很重要的意思，叫做修复、修补的意思。我们常常要修补房子或把一个画呢把它修复好。举例 I wonder if the picture can be restored. 我很想知道这幅画是否能够复原。接着我们来看到最后一段的第一句。Hot spring fans always get excited when October rolls around.As that means it's time for Taipei's annual hot spring season. 其实每一年十月到的时候，这些 hot spring fans 温泉迷呢，总是会感到兴奋不已，因为这代表台北一年一度的温泉季到来了。在英文的句子里面，如果我们提到 is time for 加上名词，就解释成为该是什么什么的时候了。但有时候呢，举例来说 is time for bed.代表着就是该是睡觉的时候了。同样的句型我们也可以说 It's time that. 如果是加子句的话，不要忘记后面的动词要用过去式。刚刚讲到 It's time for bed, 也可以说 It's time that you went to bed. 接着我们看到最后一段的第二个句子。During this period,The city celebrates the island's famous springs with a parade, delicious traditional snacks, and even a raffle with a cash prize. 怎么样来庆祝这个温泉季呢？有一些游行 parade, 美味的传统小吃，甚至还有现金的抽奖，可以庆祝台湾的知名温泉。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That is it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the celebration of hot springs if you participate, or enjoy soaking in a hot spring. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.